I'm Julia. Nice to meet you on there. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now in the morning, it's also 2 hours in the evening. 一天之计在于晨。若琳有个美好的晨间生活，相信琳一天的生活都是美好的。A hard beginning makes a good ending. 常言道，善始善终。Last time we learned the sentence pattern. Subject had done, subject would have done. 该句是表示对过去发生的事情的一种假设，句中所讲的意思与过去的实际情况相反。And at the end of the program, I left some translation exercises, and I'm about to outwise the answers to them. Number one, 如果我早点动身的话，我就可以赶上巴士了。If I had left sooner, I would have caught the bus.翻译点评：第一，该句话言外之意就是 I didn't leave sooner and I didn't catch the bus。第二，该句子中的有个 learn 字，凭借语感我们就可以知道，没有早点动身和没有赶上巴士这两个动作已经过去了。Number two， 我要是 Nancy 的话，我当时就立即走了。If I had been Nancy, I would have left at once。翻译点评：第一，该句言外之意就是 I wasn't Nancy, and Nancy didn't leave at once. 第二，此句中有个很明显的时间状语，那时候。一读句子，凭借语感，我们就知道这事儿已经过去了。我不是 Nancy 这一情况和 Nancy 当时没走这个动作已经过去了。Number three, 如果当时你处于我的位置，你怎么办？ What would you have said if you had been my position? 点评：第一，此句话言外之意就是 You didn't know how to deal with the matter as you weren't in my position. 第二，此句话有个很明显的时间状语，当时。一读句子，凭借语感，我们就可以知道这件事情已经发生过去了。你不知道如何处理问题和你不是处于我这个位置，这个动作和这个状态都过去了。Number four, 如果那时想起了那事儿，我会向母亲提及的。I would have told it.To my mother, if I had thought of that. 翻译点评：第一，此句话言外之意就是 I didn't think of that matter, and I didn't tell it to my mother. 第二，该句中有个很明显的时间状语，那时。那么一读起来，我们凭借语感就知道，我没有提及和我没有想起这两个动作都过去了。Number five, 倘若我以前手头不是那么拮据的话 I wouldn't have done it like that.I hadn't been so hard up. 点评：第一，此句话言外之意就是 I was so hard before and I did it like that. 第二，该句中有个很明显的时间状语前，那么就是表示事情过去发生了。我手头拮据这个状态和我那时候那样做了，这动作已经发生过去了。第三呢，请看下面这个句子的翻译，对不对？ I wouldn't have done it like that if I hadn't been so hard up before. 这个句子是错误的，错在画蛇添足了。因为我们今天所讲的这个句型中，这个句型本身它就体现了时间性，过去的时间 before, in the past 等等这些模糊的时间概念。那么如果我们再在这样的句型上面加上个时间状语，这不就是语义重复了吗？上一期的翻译习题答案就点评到这里。从以上点评中，我们可以看出，一个人对一种语言的语感是非常的重要的。如何去拥有语感呢？那叫多读作品，多背名著。好了，今天的习题答案和点评就到此。希望我的点评能给您带来收获，您的收获就是我的快乐。This morning, I'd like to tell you a new sentence pattern. If sub had do, sub should do. 这个句式也是对过去发生的事情的一种假设。 剧中所讲的情况与过去的实际情况完全相反。那么跟上一期所讲的句式有什么不同呢？不同就是在于主句的主语，如果是第一人称的话，就可以用这个句式，用 should， 那么如果是其他人称则不行。若是第一人称，当然也可以用 old， 例如习题中的第四、第五题就可以改为 I shouldn't have done it like that if I hadn't been so hard up。I should have told it to my mother if I had thought of that. 好了，各位亲爱的课友们，今天的句型您掌握了没有？掌握了就要疯狂练习，以达到遇到这样的情景，闭着眼睛就能脱口而出。Well, as usual, I would like to give some translation exercises to you. Number one.如果我要是知道那事的话，我就会告诉你了。Number two， 如果我们不是去散步的话，我们就可以看到晚会的开头了。Number three， 如果我是去医院看了这，我就会把他的实际病情告诉他的。Number four， 如果我再努力一点的话，我练手的情况会好得多。好了，以上答案将在下期的早间课堂揭晓，敬请各位关注下期的可可早间课堂。Well, thank you for your listening this time. See you next time. 感谢收听，下次再会。